Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I hope it's real food for you, even if it's just one thing in a day that God can lead you closer to Himself. The opening prayer says this: O God, who reward the merits of the just and offer pardon to sinners who do penance, have mercy, we pray, on those who call upon you, that the admission of our guilt may serve to obtain your pardon for our sins. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, let this be a Lent that you've never had before. Lent where you really do some praying and you really do some kind of sacrifice. It can vary from person to person what's workable, but even if it's difficult, it might be exactly what God wants from you so that He can draw you closer to Himself. And that's what He wants to do. He wants to draw you. Whether you're man or woman or child, He wants you. He wants to love you, and He wants you to serve Him. Please, let this be a Lent where we really look at ourselves and say, how can I grow closer to God? It might be 5 extra minutes on your prayer time. If you have a prayer time, if you don't, that should be the first step you take. Go to confession. Read God's word every day. Because God's word, as I've told you before, is living and active. It's not just like picking up a magazine or your favorite murder book. It really is God speaking here to us. That's why we honor the Bible. May that Bible touch your heart and change you. I've often said, start with Matthew, do a couple of the Gospels this Lent, and then go back and do some of the first readings from the Bible if you can, because God really wants to draw you closer to Himself, but He gave you a free will, and you can say no. Please hear Him and follow Him. So let's take a look now at the prophet Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 to 15. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I answer you. On the day of salvation I help you. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people to restore the land and allot the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those in darkness, show yourselves. Along the ways they shall find pasture, on every bare height shall their pastures be. They shall not hunger or thirst, nor shall the scorching wind or the sun strike them. For He who pities them leads them, and guides them beside springs of water. I will cut a road through all my mountains and make my highways level. See, some shall come from afar, others from the north and the west, and some from the land of Syene. Sing out, O heavens, and rejoice, O earth. Break forth into song, you mountains, for the Lord comforts His people and shows mercy to His afflicted. But Zion said, that's us, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even if she should forget, I will never forget you. God knows you. He gave you free will, but He's trying to help you to be faithful, to follow Him, to do what He asks of us, that it might lead us closer and closer to Him. Psalm 145 tells us the Lord is gracious and merciful. And God is gracious and merciful. If we come to Him and know that we are in need. We don't know where to turn. We don't want to go to confession. Turn to him. Just turn right where you are to him and say, Lord, I know you can hear me. Please help me. Please show me. Just keep praying. I remember praying for almost a month like that until God showed me something that I needed to do or could do that would make the situation better. Please, brothers and sisters, trust him. He is here. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is faithful in all his words. The Lord is just in all his ways. He's holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. Just tell the Lord the truth of your life. You don't have to be ashamed of it. Just be sorry for it and come to the Lord, and God will forgive. If you're Catholic, as I've said to you before, please go to confession. Please. And receive the healing that God wants you to have. And then we have today the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 17 to 30. So listen up. Jesus answered the Jews, My Father is at work until now, so I am at work. For this reason they tried all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also called God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Get rid of him, wouldn't we say that? Jesus answered and said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, the Son cannot do anything on his own, but only what he sees the Father doing. For what he does, the Son will do also. For the Father loves the Son and shows him everything that he himself does, and he will show him greater works than these, so that you may be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives life, so also does the Son give life to whomever he wishes. Nor does the Father judge anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in the one who sent me has eternal life and will not come to condemnation, but has passed from death to life. Amen, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, so also he gave to the Son the possession of life in himself, and he gave him powers to exercise judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not be amazed at this, because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and will come out, those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life, but those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. I cannot do anything on my own. I judge as I hear, and my judgment is just, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Brothers and sisters, do we do God's will? Do we do God's will? You know, I try every evening to say, did I do God's will today? And I think in some ways I have. But there are some ways when my will just says, oh, well, I can do both things. And I try with the Lord to tell him my way's good too. And that's really wrong. I don't do that now. I did it years ago. But brothers and sisters, he is our Father. And as I told you, I had a wonderful father and a mother. And my Father would lead me so well and teach me and punish me if he had to. But I trusted him. And that's how we need to be with God our Father. He cares about us. and he loves us, and he wants to see us with him for everlasting life, why would we take up evil here in this world, saying that, oh, this is wonderful, or I want this, or I can do this? Yes, you can. God gave you free will. But the Holy Spirit is with you to lead you in the right path. And if you turn to him, if you've been long away from him, turn to him and say, Lord, Lord, I've done evil and I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Please, will you help me? And then say that to the Lord every day, and he will help you. He will lead you to himself because of what a loving father he is. Brothers and sisters, I mean that. I really mean that. If you follow him, you will have everlasting life. And if you follow him, most times you'll land in purgatory for quite a while, and then you'll go to heaven. But if you condemn or say you don't care or it doesn't matter to you or God is just an image and I don't believe it, if you say any of those things, then brothers and sisters, you will die and you will not go to heaven. Please, brothers and sisters, please, please seek forgiveness now in the confessional if you are Catholic. Take time now to get your life into order. Because we're living right now in a somewhat difficult time, and we know it could go one way or the other. We trust our country, but it's hard, brothers and sisters, when they're fighting the way they are. Please, let's pray for them, and let's get our lives in order so that whatever happens to us, we may be able to see the face of Jesus. And how much we want that, don't we? I remember my sister when she was very, very young. She was just a little toddler. She said to me, I'd like to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus, because we were reading a book about Jesus. And I said, oh, well, one day you will see him. One day you will see him. She looked at me and she said, I will? And I said, yes, you will. She just sat there for a couple of minutes, which was unlike her. She just sat there for a couple of minutes and thought about it. May that be the case for you. Just stop for a couple of minutes. God wants you with him forever. He's showing you the pathway now. Please, let us give our lives to him. Take the Ten Commandments. See where you're lacking. See where you're failing. And pray every day for God's help. And believe me, God will give it to you, because he wants us to be with him in heaven. This causes God sorrow when we fail and we turn away. But if we turn back and say, I'm sorry, will you help me? We will, brothers and sisters, find us in his presence and his love. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.